From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we look back at our predictions for the geospatial marketplace for 2012. Did we get them right or strike out? Then we make our predictions for 2013. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine, already the global leader in geospatial technology news, has launched Directions Magazine India, featuring a weekly newsletter and topical webinars specifically about the growth of GIS in India. Point your browser to directionsmag.in today. And Directions will bring its Location Intelligence Conference to Brazil. On June 19th, 2013, LI Brazil will be co-located with the Mundo Geo Connect Conference in Sao Paulo. More information can be found at locationintelligence.net. Thanks, and be sure to tell a friend about Directions.
All right, Joe, let's dive in and start with last year's predictions. What did you predict, and how well did you do?
Well, I started off kind of in a mishmash fashion because my first prediction was on enterprise geospatial. It really included kind of three separate areas: cloud, big data analytics, social business, mobile computing. It was a miss. I had predicted that geospatial companies, in terms of the cloud, would set up their own solution-based cloud services with more than just the typical SaaS offering. I guess you could say that Esri did it with ArcGIS. I didn't really see anybody else do it very well. I had thought that we might see either Intergraph do something like that. I didn't see them do that. They were too busy working on their integration started. I would give myself kind of a miss on this one. I don't think I nailed that one quite well. The big data analytics, I said location intelligence will move in this direction and lead to more analytics. That, I think, was a hit. I think we heard a lot about big data analytics this year. In fact, I'm going to talk about more of this in 2013. And the last one on that first prediction was social business and mobile computing. That morphed this year. And I'm not sure I would get myself a kind of a hit or miss on this one. It has morphed into something called mobile social local, or social local mobile, SoloMo. And again, I'll talk about that for 2013. I got to give myself an in-between here. I kind of like a B minus or a C plus, and I'm not sure I hit it quite the way I thought it was going to play out. So that was the prediction number one. Prediction number two was Apple jumping headlong. This was my LBS prediction, headlong into location-based services. Well, they came out with Apple Maps, so I guess from that standpoint it was a hit. but the result was not so great. And then prediction three, open source. I said open source gets its act together in that the organization itself would need to transition to away from programmers, more towards a cohesive group.
Which organization?
OSGEO, sorry. Yes, I'm from the open source group. I didn't think OSGEO really got their act together, so I give myself a miss on that one.
Okay, let me run down my three predictions from 2012. My first prediction was that HTML5 would be the preferred environment for the majority of web mapping clients on all devices. I'm going to give myself a B plus, like a probably. Because what's happened, if you look out into the world of web mapping, is you still see a ton of silver light and flash everywhere. And I would argue that that's because those are still very easy to implement. There are lots of sort of templates where you can just plug in your data and go, and that's why all of them look the same. But what's happening in the background is much more exciting, and that's a very solid move to JavaScript and HTML5 to get that support across all the different devices and across all the mobile devices, and to get away from this platform-specific kinds of things. So we're not hearing about it, but I think it's happening. And I'm going to see even more of in 2013 is organizations having to revamp those Silverlight and Flash applications and move to something that really does rely on HTML5 and moves across all the platforms. My second prediction also had to do with open source. I predicted that OpenGeo, the company, not the Open Source Geospatial Foundation, OSGeo, would do the hard work of building credibility for enterprise use of open source and really sort of take the lead there. And I'm going to give myself a hit, because OpenGeo really took the lead with the PhosphorGNA, the PhosphorG North America conference in the spring. They've been completely leading the way with white papers and blog posts, raising issues and concerns related to open source. They're behind this coming year's FedGeo Day, which is an open source conference focusing on its use in the federal government. I think they've taken a page right out of ESRI's playbook to do that hard educational work to bring open source right up to the same level as proprietary.
Yeah, that was a real bullseye for you.
I just predicted it. They did all the hard work, so credit where credit is due. My third prediction was about ArcGIS Online, and I said that the biggest impact of ArcGIS Online will be in education. And I said that educators can and will teach introductory courses using 100% web resources by the end of 2012, thinking that would be with ArcGIS Online. And the evaluation is absolutely not. It did not happen. No way, no how. I, like many other educators, was very excited about this, but all of the framework pieces were not there yet. The whole model of how we use the organizational accounts versus the free accounts was unclear at the EduC in the middle of the year. We still were not getting any sense of, we weren't ready for best practices, but just practices weren't yet available. And then at the end of this year, of course, ESRI changed the vision of the free accounts to these new public accounts, which used to be called personal accounts. So things are still quite in flux, and I totally got that one wrong.
Any hope for the future there on that one, or is that one of your predictions for 2013?
I did not make a specific prediction on it for 2013, but I think it's really an issue of more time was needed. It wasn't going to come all that fast. And ESRI wasn't quite ready to deliver everything that educators needed, and hopefully we'll see that in the coming year or years. Okay, let's move on to 2013. Joe, what is your first prediction for 2013?
I'm going to go and talk about location intelligence trends. I've broken my predictions into three big buckets this
year. You're cheating again!
What's that?
You're cheating again!
Well, this was really hard this year, but for some reason things have bubbled up in location intelligence, and here's what I'm hearing: that more of the BI companies finally get it. They finally understand the power of location, and I think we'll see. And to implement that, to get to the hard truth of what's going to happen, I think we're going to see the dashboards move out of the office and onto a tablet. And this whole idea of mobile LI, what people are calling mobile BI, but I'm going to call it mobile LI, is really going to come. And I think what you'll see is the more of a convergence of the BI and the LI company. And you may even see some acquisitions by the larger BI companies of the smaller LI companies. And I'll talk a little bit about Yellowfin and Galagio and Ryza Labs. I think these smaller companies are leading the way. But what really kind of hit me between the eyes, and it happened just very recently, was something I saw in the Wall Street Journal. Surprisingly enough, it wasn't an article. It was a special advertising section. You know those special ad sections you often see that people buy? The title was The Intelligent Mobile Workforce. And I thought, okay, what's this all about? So let me just read a brief excerpt.
Before you do that, can you tell me who paid for it?
Yeah, it was by Fidelity Investments. Almost every mention in the article had something to do with location and the utilization of mapping technology. It was just striking. So let me just read this brief clip here, and I quote, "One reason that people are excited about the intersection of big data and mobility is the two-way flow. People can both consume and contribute data simultaneously. Every mobile phone is a potential data collection point that could contribute to big data stores and companies. And every mobile phone can also receive information from those companies. The challenge is trying to figure out ways to analyze that stored information to help everyone from senior management to field workers conduct their end of business more effectively." To me, that is what we have been trying to do in location intelligence for a long time. And it just happens now to be that this big intersection with big data analytics. So mobile LI, big data analytics is the big trend I see finally coming to fruition. The small companies will lead it on the mobile side, but it's going to have to be the big guys like Oracle and Google who will show us the way on the big data analytics. That's my first one.
The most striking thing to me that you said, and I think that's a good prediction, Fidelity Investments. Wow.
Interesting, isn't it?
And to me, I mean, I guess full disclosure, I that is my investment organization. They're based here in Boston. That's why I asked you. I was thinking, Oracle paid the money, that was not what I expected at all. All right, my first prediction for 2013, actually, and you even mentioned it, you talked about this BILI dashboard on a tablet. And my first prediction is, in fact, about tablets. And my prediction is that tablets will not be the be-all, end-all for real mobile GIS. While the tablets are great and you get that extra size on the screen and the touch capabilities, that's all good, and it's all great for lightweight visualization dashboardy things. It is not good for heavy-duty data crunching. And maybe a corollary to my prediction that tablets will not be a place for big GIS is the fact that none of these mobile devices are real places for real GIS. That's going to stay on the desktop, stay in the basement, and we're going to visualize and do light data capture with these mobile devices, but nothing more.
It's a good one too. Yeah, I know. I would almost agree with that one. I think the visualization aspect is the key, though. I think people will want to bring some element of analytics to the field.
Right, and I think it's that tablet as a content-consuming device is perfect, whether you're doing BILI or you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, second prediction.
It's going to be on LBS trends. Now, I've been saying this a while. I think it involves Apple. They have to acquire more mapping technology. I still think it'll be TomTom. I've been saying this since September. But let's just say it's going to be some technology that will make it better than Google. They won't stand for anything less. If they do, then they might as well pack it up now and just abandon the entire LBS advertising market. If they don't make it better, and you've never seen Apple roll over and die, they're going to have to acquire technology. I blogged about it last week. We saw some rumors about the acquisition of TomTom or another technology company. So under the big heading of LBS, that's my first one. I want to go a little bit more specific on indoor location technology. I think it goes mainstream next year. We've actually been seeing this since 2011. Companies like IL-411, Navizon, AeroScout. Oh, interestingly enough, AeroScout was acquired by Black & Decker Tools. Okay, you got to think about that one. But just think about the implementation of assets, tracking assets. And I think that's why Black & Decker was a company that stepped out and acquired somebody like AeroScout. The other part about indoor going mainstream, I saw this happening. You see it with Bing Maps and the ability to route yourself indoors in malls. Again, kind of sticking with the solo mo trend, social, mobile, local, where retailers will begin to engage with customers more. I think this has got to happen. And again, it's part of this incorporation of big data analytics. It's the utilization of all this unstructured data that's coming about. How are retailers going to engage the client? Well, if they're not using big data and if they're not using the location aspect of it, they're not going to be able to the merchandise quicker, to price more effectively. I think the combination of indoor location and social, local, mobile is going to yield big benefits for the retailers, location being the underpinning of it all.
I want to go back to Apple, and you said that Apple's going to have to move into LBS, and you confirmed that they sort of made that first step by putting out what many would consider a basic navigation offering this year. What is it that they're going to do to distinguish themselves from everybody else? Which aspect is it? Is it augmented reality? Do you want to make a prediction in that direction?
I don't think it's going to be augmented reality. I think it will I think what Apple has always done, if they've always looked at changing some aspect of the industry. And I did say it. It is in the location-based advertising marketplace. If they don't get their act together with just the basic mapping trends, they won't be able to capitalize on the location-based advertising or the solo mall marketplace. So it's going to be in that direction. And as I blogged last week, as we saw one person who was kind of more familiar with what Apple does, which is they don't usually buy technology companies for the sake of enhancing revenue. They buy technology companies to enhance products. So the argument against TomTom is that it's a large company. It makes its money from P&Ds and selling data. That's not the typical type of company that Apple buys. They're just going to buy a company that with technology that's better than what they've got to integrate it into existing products.
Okay, so look for Apple in the advertising.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
All right. My second prediction, and all of my predictions have a close connection to what's going on outside of our little world of GIS, because I think as we move forward, we're less and less special and more connected to what's going on in the broader IT and other arenas of the world and of the economy. So my second prediction has to do with crowdfunding. And whereas in 2012, we did see some small, I would describe them as sort of hobbyist kind of projects that used things like Kickstarter. And I'm thinking of the educational effort for zombie geography, the open source iOS transportation routing tool, which recently was announced to be shuttered, and some efforts at low-cost drones. I think that's really going to be stepped up in 2013, because what crowdfunding has really come to is that you do not need to go out and find angel funding. You don't have to find venture funding. You just have to have a really good idea and convince enough of your friends and neighbors and family that they should all kick in a small amount of money for you to get started. And I think what I'm going to use as sort of my measuring stick, a lot of the projects that I looked at from 2012 were way under $100,000. Some were as small as $2,500. I'm thinking we're going to get serious money here, $100,000 and more for these kinds of projects. And I'm very excited to see what's going to come down the road.
Yeah, that will be interesting. It's been a whirlwind type of an adventure for a Kickstarter. They really figured out a business model that bypassed the convention, right? You don't need that angel investor anymore. I think it's a great concept.
Right, and it's also been very interesting to me what kinds of things people in our community will support.
Well, last prediction has to be on GIS itself, and I think we're on the verge of what I would call a new infrastructure frontier, and maybe many people who are listening to this will think it's already happening. I think while most of us who started in like the raster domain utilize 3D data for topographic data integration, 3D in the vector world a little bit more problematic, but now perhaps more practical than ever before. What I was seeing when I went to the Bentley user conference and the Autodesk user conference this year was really eye-opening. The whole concept of building information modeling was just about the main focus of both of these organizations, putting so much effort into 3D design of civil engineering and architecture and urban planning. The world is incredibly dependent for growth on new infrastructure projects or retrofitting existing infrastructure. I think what we're looking at is new urban planning projects that will be designed with things like climate change in mind, disaster planning in mind. Of course, from a personal standpoint, I got firsthand looks at the disaster at the Jersey Shore recently. And what I understood in particular when I visited the Autodesk conference is there are people already engaged in new building projects that will incorporate better design to withstand some of these natural disasters. But More specifically, look at what it will come out in RFPs. Look at how BIM is being required by some RFPs in particular, like in the military. The Army, for example, is going net zero for many bases by 2020, which means that all the energy that they consume, they will also now have to produce on base. So things like smart grid technology will be integrated with building information models. you're already seeing this trend happening in acquisitions like Schneider Electric that just acquired Telvent. So watch what the RFPs are stipulating, and you'll see more integration with BIM and GIS.
It's interesting that in that whole discussion, you did not use the word geodesign once.
I stayed away from geodesign because I didn't want to mention that as a buzzword. BIM is more than a buzzword. Geodesign to me is a buzzword. It's all the same. It's 3D information modeling. And we've been doing 3D for, 20 years. Why call it something else? Why use the term geodesign? Why create a new term? It's 3D.
Okay, but it sounds like for you that the real term that we're going to be looking for when we look at those RFPs, for example, is BIM.
Oh, absolutely. It's already stipulated in these large Army Corps of Engineer RFPs. I never see geodesign. I see BIM.
Okay, my final prediction for 2013, and again, I tie this to the broader world. I think this has to do with the economy. I think this has to do with the maturation of geospatial. I predict that one of the geospatial professional organizations will shut down or merge with another one. And I'm going to make this broadly worldwide, although I suspect the change will happen here in the United States. My hope is that if that does happen, any specific uniquely valuable benefit that particular organization brought to the table will remain with some other organization, the one it partners with, or with another one. But I think we've just got too many folks trying to offer the same kinds of things, representation, education, giving of awards, and it's time for consolidation.
You want to make any go out on a limb and say which one?
No.
Do you think that the organizations are serving a purpose, or what are they doing wrong?
I think they are serving a purpose, but I think they are redundant.
I don't want to push you further, but we already saw GITA close down this year.
Wait, no, they didn't close down. They moved to an all-volunteer organization.
Yeah. Like I said, I think they closed down.
I'm not convinced, and I'm not convinced that that's a bad model either. And I wouldn't be completely surprised if other organizations didn't move to that model. And maybe that's part of this consolidation.
Let's look at it this way. A lot of the professional organizations in geospatial represented horizontal technology. GIS is a horizontal technology. Are we now to the point where, as we have been saying a long time, GIS is being integrated, absorbed by other industries, not technology sectors, by other industries, forestry, retail, whatever
utilities,
you want to call it.
Right.
Yeah. So is that the reason for some of the organizations just disappearing?
Absolutely. Well, and you gave a great example there. Schneider Electric acquires Telvent.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And just like GE acquired Small World.
Right.
Right? That's, again, a big reason for my prediction is the changes, across the economy about how we do things and how we organize our economy, including this little economy we have here in the geospatial technology world. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to provide us some feedback on our predictions or our evaluations of our predictions from last year, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine, where this podcast is hosted. We really look forward to your feedback and to your predictions if you have some to share. All the best for the holidays and Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.